in the next to the vitamin shop. That's Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
From 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibitions. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org. Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibitions. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
So what's scorecard scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Our casino relocation project will be a much-needed boost to the local economy. In addition to creating thousands of high-paying construction jobs, with more than $90 million in wages, the project will provide nearly 1,000 jobs. These jobs pay a livable wage and have excellent fringe benefits. These wages will be spent and taxed in our community. I think we all can agree that our community needs more jobs. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. Yes, we've got a long story to tell you about the tower. We're so glad to be back up on the air, on the FM, and out to talk with you this morning. I love our friends that listen and the patience and the loving and kindness of our community. 1460 AM and always streaming online. This is your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott here, live with this Wednesday edition of Free Fire Radio. And we brought back, because he's got to get off to school, and that's our Robert, our film critic, who is, you know, just batting a thousand all the time with his wonderful critiques on movies. And you can see him at the clevercritics.com on an A News Cafe, and you're going to be doing a YouTube video on your picks. Yeah, I mean, this is serious stuff to you. Great. So let's sew this up because you got to get to school.
So the last category that I'd like to talk about is best animated feature, because this will probably be the most surprising one of the night. It seemed like Toy Story 4 was the definite win for quite a while, and the only problem is that Toy Story 4 has not been winning awards anywhere. It's been a bunch of different animated movies, but most recently Claus, which is on Netflix, which is an animated movie about Santa Claus, it won the Golden Annies, which are like basically the most important animation award, and it won Best Animated Feature at the BAFTAs, which are the British Oscars. So it seems like it's between Toy Story 4 and Klaus right now, and it could really shake down to be either one. Really quickly, I'll just go through some other categories. Best Cinematography, 1917, is hands down going to win. Best Costume Design, it's between Little Women and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Mm.
Best Film Editing, it's between Parasite and Ford v. Ferrari. Best Makeup and Hairstyling, look out for Bombshell. Original Score, look out for Joker. Production Design, it's between Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Parasite. And Visual Effects, right now it's a two-horse race between 1917 and The Irishman.
On visual effects. Okay. Well, thank you, Robert, and
you.
Can't wait till the next time after the Oscars.
Yeah, like next Wednesday, we're going to say, okay.
The upset,
yeah. See your percentages.
The triumphs, all of the really great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, you were going to be on my Thursday night show, but you're now cast in
Fiddler
on the Roof, and you're going to be busy in auditions and rehearsals and all this. You've already auditioned, I mean, rehearsals. So thank you.
Thank you.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Before we go on, at Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. All right, so
people,
talk about the
people
tower.
People have been following the saga of our 96.5.
It's a saga, trust me.
It just stopped. So we went up there, and we did all the testing, got the equipment from Valley Communications so we could test everything, and it turns out the transmitter is fine. Turns out all the lines and cables inside the building are fine. That only left one thing, from the antenna to the building. And that's, so you have to have a climber. So we found... we were given the name of Forbes Telecommunication. I hope I've got that right. And the owner, Andy, and his wife, Jessica. So they met me yesterday up on the hill, up in the mountain there. And it's Jessica who does the climbing because she's a rock climber. She likes to climb. Well, as she's climbing, and she gets up and sets herself up there, that I find out she's 14 weeks pregnant. But she says, oh, that's okay. You know, we have 8 kids. So I guess that Jessica is pretty sure of...
exactly, I know how to do this.
Exactly.
I can get this done.
And frankly, she gets me out of the house, and I'm like,
did you look up there and go, what?
I've got videos.
Rock
I've got photos.
Star?
She's got photos from up there.
Jeez.
So we do all the testing, and then we do testing from the back way. And Andy's going there. He goes, I can't believe it's not the coaxial cable. He says, that's unless it's the antenna. Well, antennas are pretty simple pieces of equipment.
But now the antenna's new.
Everything is new. Everything is less than a year.
When we decided to go FM, we had to buy all this new equipment.
You rent
space on a tower. If you like, the tower was up there. You rent space up there, right?
Right.
Okay, let's go to the
everything's
new.
So now we're going to, now we're talking to the antenna people, and they say, well, send it to us, and we'll send you a loaner back. Well, that means...
who's going to take the antenna down?
Well, no, we were going to, and this is what happened.
God.
Okay, since it's not the wiring, it's not the connections, it's not the cable. So as she started to loosen the antenna, she goes, whoa, antenna's leaking water. And Andy and I look at each other, and I said, that was supposed to leak water? He says, well, they're not watertight. Well, just then the antenna people call back. Literally right then. So we start talking to them, and they said, no, we've got a weep hole there. It's got to be
a weep hole.
A weep hole so it can drain itself because everything in there is protected because it's not waterproof. So once water stopped coming out, we ran up the power and checked it. It was working. And then everything had been reconnected. We turned it on, and it worked. So the whole problem was the antenna had been put in with a 2-degree up angle instead of a 1-degree down angle. And the down angle allows the water to drip out.
Does it make a difference in, how we have all these numbers of how you, when you put out your communication, there's all these FCC laws and rules about...
No, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with how you put the antenna there. So for a year, a year.
Mm-hmm. It's been February.
This month.
Yep, that's right.
This month, it's worked. So... either it took that long for the water to accumulate to the point where then when the signal's coming out and that it reflects back off the water is what happened. It's reflective power. So once
it takes a village,
once
I'll tell ya.
The water leaked out, we're back on the air.
Okay.
And we have now set the antenna, so it's at a one degree down. And I get to go back and talk to the guys now that put it in and said, did you know it's supposed to be at a 1 degree down instead of a 1 degree up?
You're not going
to
call them doofus.
No, I mean, no, I would never do that.
No, because it's taking, you know, trust me. I mean, everybody knows. And, you know, we're out in public and people, when was it going to happen? When, you know, we're every day we've been chipping away, working at it. And then the other thing is that just thank you, because what we have is, you know, the AM is a different tower. The AM is literally on a tower that's off of 273. That's AM. The FM is up Whiskey Town on a complete other tower that goes through cable. So we had to go through the process of elimination with the cable, and was up at the tower and over. We couldn't get the professionals to climb. You've tried to climb. People don't even know that. You actually went up there and thought you were going to climb the tower. And that was the day, of the crab feed. And I thought, I didn't know if you were going to die, because I can't tell Mr. Marine here not to climb a tower. I didn't know. I thought,
As it turns out, after, you know, halfway up, and I was having a bit of trouble with my equipment and this, after watching Jessica, who's all of 5'2" and a mother of 8 children and 14 weeks pregnant, I watched her go up the side of the tower. I swear to God, I have, you know what, not only does she just climb straight up, and then she hooks herself in, and then she kind of, you know, works her way over. And then she makes herself a little in harness. She's kind of sitting there, rocking back and forth, working on it. And what a perfect team Andy and
Jessica are. They're going to be on next
Wednesday, a week from today.
Okay.
You need to listen to these people, because they are exceptional people. They live in Palisadro. He's a volunteer firefighter, so he's fighting fires out there, too, plus their work. Anyway.
Wow.
That's what happened.
And the kids are homeschooled.
The kids are homeschooled.
I mean, she's superwoman.
Look at a picture of them all, and they're just all, you know, just happy, smiling kids, and 8 kids, and she's, like I said, she's up there.
You're like, they're going to break out the song from the Sound of Music. The hills are alive, and they're going to start.
I said, can I have a hug here? And she says, I'm a hugger. So we hugged, and he says, I'm a hugger. So we hugged.
Aww.
We all up there hugged, and I've got photos of all this.
Aww,
so if you want to see what happened, including a video.
I'm so glad.
Of her starting to take the antenna off, which it turns out we never had to do. So if you have this problem in the future, feel free to give me a call, and I'll be more than happy to give you the all my expertise now on what all the things it could be, and I'll only charge you $100 an hour.
Okay, so listen, coming back in the next break, I have so many tickets to give away.
And we've got Rob Burrows.
I've got a lot of tickets to give away, too. So in this next half hour, I will have...
I tell you what, why don't you give away the first two right now? Got a second.
Well, okay. If you're listening, I'm telling you right now, there's a special show coming up, and I'm going to give this away. Right now, it's Cirque Mechanics at the Cascade Theater. The show will be February 11th. There are 2 tickets here. Orchestra seats, you guys. Cirque Mechanics.
Cirque Mechanics?
Yes, like Cirque du Soleil, but Cirque, S-A-R-Q-U-E Mechanics.
Okay.
Happening at the Cascade Theater, February 11th. It's a 7:30 show. Give us a call at 605-4567 and make it a great date night. You know, how wonderful to take your girlfriend or your lover or your whatever you want to call them, we're a best friend.
We're
a neighbor. You know, it's just fun to go to the theater and see some really great shows that are coming through at the Cascade. So give us a call for the February 11th show. And then we got to take a break here. It's KCNR with Carl and Linda Bott. So happy to be back. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. This is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. We'll be right back.
Climb every mountain, search high and low, follow every byway, every path you know. Climb every mountain.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, I can say with a straight face, and 1460 on Mute Talk Radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition, 100% certified organic produce. Everything, I just say produce, everything in that store is 100% organic. And it's been certified as organic. That means the soil, the animals, if it's chickens or meat or eggs, the vegetables, even the vitamin supplements, everything they have is 100% certified organic. Best in the North State for 13 years in a row, established in 1982, free monthly health seminars. There are so many things that Orchard Nutrition offers to you, and buy local, stay local. What can I say except they are an outstanding store. Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
And we want to congratulate Veronica, who won the tickets to Cirque. Okay, they're here at the station, 1326 Market Street. We should have people here today. So come by and get your tickets. Or any day this week, come by and get your tickets. You have those for the Cirque Mechanics that's happening at the Cascade. Congratulations.
Okay, we're here with Rob Burrows, who is the CEO of the California
Northern California Veterans Museum. I know that's a tough one, Carl.
No, it shouldn't be since I've
and Heritage Center.
And Heritage Center, that's correct.
Since it's in front of me, and the fact that I've been saying it for 10 years.
For 12 years.
For 12 years, yeah. I've been saying that. So you know the fact that my nose is probably okay. It's making my producer crazy because I'm going in and out. So I will try to maintain a level here.
There you go.
Okay. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Robin. We really appreciate it. We love your Saturday morning show.
You know, we really appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about Battlefield Expressions. We've had some great guests on there. We've talked about some wonderful veterans issues, and it is promoted by one of our local sponsors.
There we go.
How's that better? Yeah, I'm usually on the other side of the mic.
No, that's sounds great.
And so it's just a wonderful opportunity to talk about the museum, all the wonderful things that are happening, and then talk about our veterans and our leadership in our community, our veterans that are leading in our community, those that are involved. And a lot of times they serve. They never say anything. They're just there serving. And so we bring that out. We let people in our community know, hey, these are people that are leading a positive factor in our community, and they're veterans. And so what a great opportunity our veterans bring to our community and help our community become a better place to live.
You know, like Adam McElvain, who's mayor of Reading, is an Air Force veteran.
Yes.
And was one of the guys that voted, of the two, that voted against the raising of
The taxes.
The taxes, yeah. So,
Well, I just want to say that, you know, for those of you who are listening that, you know, maybe you've heard of Rob Burrows before, but, you know, and you see this guy, he's a leader in the veteran community and does great things. Right now, you've walked in today with an Operation Iraqi Freedom hat. And you and Carl served around the same time.
At the same time.
You weren't at the same time, but you didn't know each other.
We did not know each other.
Yeah, you did not know each other.
Same place, same time.
Yeah, and so.
We overlapped.
What I really appreciate is that on both of you, I'm just talking from an outside, from a layman who never served in those terms, is that you come in and you, well, Carl will close the door, and one of the things that you give to each other is, just have an outlet to talk about your experience. And it may be about talking about the windows, but you're together. Talking just like expressing, moving through how profound your both of your experiences were. Who can you talk to that can really relate? And I think that's what happens with a lot of veterans when they come back. They maybe don't have an outlet. So watching the two of you do things in a community level, and one of them is this event coming up.
Yes, our event this coming Saturday is coming up real fast. That's February 8th, and it's our Valentine's dinner. We're having it the week before Valentine's because so many folks want to have something around the time of Valentine's Day. So this is prior to, this is February 8th. This is our Valentine's dinner and dance. It's going to be held at the Veterans Event Center there in Anderson, the VFW Hall, right across the railroad tracks from the museum facility. And the tickets are $35 each. It's going to be a wonderful night. We're going to have a really nice gourmet dinner, several different types of really nice gourmet spaghetti sauces and spaghetti and different types of salads and dressings. I mean, all you can eat buffet. So you can come in. We're going to have nice dancing. There'll be silent auction and the drawings. So the programs that this takes care of will be the Veterans Museum, the Homeward Bound Military Family Program, and also our Silver Star Veterans and Widows. And so we have programs to take care of our veterans that are still coming back from the global war on terror. And their families, and then also helping our elderly veterans and widows who are in our community that are still struggling or are struggling once someone passes in their family. And after doing all those services and out at the Igo Veterans Cemetery, this need came to us because people come to us all the time, and a widow will drop off her husband's items after he passes and say, I've got issues. I don't know who to talk to. The daughter says, I don't know what to do with my mom, different things like that. And so we became a go-to organization in our community to help support our elderly veterans and widows in our community through Silver Star Veterans and Widows. So this dinner that we're having helps support all three programs. I would have never thought that the museum would have become a venue, a pipeline to these other opportunities to serve our veterans in our community. But there aren't a whole lot of organizations in our Northern California area that do this, and we're boots on the ground. People walk through our doors, and we're not the government. So they come to us. If we have the support, they get it immediately.
Well, you know what? You say it's kind of a surprise. And you know what? But the museum has become a center for a lot of veterans issues, not just the museum, but for a whole lot of things. And, you know, the fact is that we still are at war. People don't realize this until, two people killed this week. But it's been like, I think in December, we had more people killed in Afghanistan than we've had killed in, you know, the rest of the year in that 1 month. The fact is there is a war still going on. Trump has said he's going to get us out of there. Frankly, and Obama said that. Frankly, I'm not sure if there's an end date on this. I just don't see it. It's a constant thing. It's like our police. The RPD is going to be joining us at 8. It's our police picking these people up, and it's a constant battle. And the only way you're going to change the mindset of what's going on in Afghanistan or Iraq or Iran is somehow remove two generations of men.
You're exactly correct.
Two generations of men, and you can't do that.
Well, we call them MAMs over there, military-age males.
Yeah, military-age males. But it's also it's their leadership that they are training their people to hate. And and the only way you're going to stop that is to take out two generations of older males.
Haters.
And let the kids grow up in a time of peace and where they don't have to worry about picking up a gun when they're 12 years old. So I don't see how it ever ends.
Well, that's kind of what you're seeing in China right now. The next generation wants to get rid of the communism, and they want to be westernized. And the old generation says, no, we're going to keep our thumb on you.
Because it's a control thing.
That's right.
It's the whole thing. Okay, now, we've got how many tickets we're going to give away?
There's four couples.
Four couples. Okay, so we're going to give away,
that's this weekend. That's Saturday. I mean, it's hard to believe that, we had the Super Bowl and boom, it's Saturday night, and it will be held again in Anderson at the VFW, which is a nice place. It's, got a dance floor and a bar, and it's going to be fun. And you and a loved one, or you and you can take your family, and we're going to give some tickets away right now by calling 605-4567 if you'd like to go to this Valentine's Day dinner and dance.
We do have families coming. In fact, I had a gentleman call last night, and he wants to bring his grandmother and his kids and his wife, and we never bring them home because this is a nice family event.
Right.
And it's just it's going to be silent auction, so there's going to be more time on the floor for dancing and just good music. And it's just going to be a wonderful evening. It supports our veterans in our community, all of our veterans in our community, Shasta County, Tehama, Lassen, Trinity, right here. And it is a continuation of helping to support the museum. So here, a quick example is we paid the second mortgage off on the museum property this year.
Oh, congratulations.
So because we've been saving every nickel, every penny that comes through the door, we make our dollars work for the museum. And we were able to pay that off. So we, on the main property for the museum, we only owe a first mortgage of about $195,000, which is less than the average person owns on their house.
Tell me
about
it.
And so we are, I know. And so we are just working very hard to make this for our community.
I tell you what, Rob, when I win the big lotto, I'm building it for you. You just show me the plans. You're going to have to call it something.
Call it for your dad's a World War II veteran and your mom.
My mom and dad were World War II veterans.
That's right.
So we can name it after them.
It's just like my parents were World War II veterans. So
that's the whole thing. Okay.
And we do have a winner. We're going to give more of those tickets. Dr. Danuka.
Excellent. Dr. Danuka.
Glad to have him. Hey, we're going to call you doctor, because if you want two more and you want to bring your kids, we're going to throw the other two in there too.
If you want.
Yeah, because I think that he he's doing some great things, and I know he loves to have his family around.
Well, I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, so that'll be nice to have him there at our event.
Yeah.
I tell you what, when you meet him, you're going to be very impressed. Here's a guy that is, he lives the American dream. And he, he's going to be on the show, in fact, soon here. But we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heated and Air. Alliance Heated and Air, locally owned, locally operated, best in the North State, has been doing this for over a quarter of a century. They are a major player in our community, too. They also support many of the events that are happening out there. Plus, they are the best. If you're going to go to a heating or cooling system, if you need something on it, they're professional. They're on time. They are very, their prices are good. I can't think of another place that I would personally recommend more than Alliance Heated and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, or learn more at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Rob Burrows.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Supervisor Leonard Modi. As the former police chief, I understand the importance of public safety. More jail beds are needed, and recently we added over 100 beds by renovating our existing jail. This was a 50% increase over the proposed adult rehabilitation center at only 25% of the operating costs. Public safety remains as my number one priority.
Vote Leonard Modi, Supervisor District 2.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Leonard Modi, Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, 2020.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
There's nothing like it on Earth. The all-new Jeep Gladiator. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our cash and Jeep Gladiator giveaway swipe to win promotion. Win free slot play Thursdays at 8 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries. Two semifinal drawings. $10,000. Grand prize drawing Thursday, March 26th. Win a 2020 Jeep Gladiator Rubicon. One of a kind with exceptional design. Purchase from SJ Denim. Details at windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, locally owned, locally operated. You're looking for a place that has a huge selection of rifles and pistols. It's Bastiani Arms. All the accessories, all the ammo, great customer service, classes, CCW. It has it all at Bastiani Arms. This is where Linda and I go if we're going to buy a firearm.
Well, firearms at the event for Bastiani.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, they do a wonderful job. We love those guys.
They support veterans, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. And they do. They support a lot of events around here. So a big shout-out to John. Okay, we're here with Rob Burrows, who is the director and the CEO of Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. But it has become a focal point for so many other veterans issues. assisting elderly veterans, assisting, you know, I got into one of those last year with one of our beloved Marines, Bob McIntosh, and helping his wife out. And it's not easy. It's just not easy.
No, it's not.
So, you know, having people there, Debbie and Tom Johnson are big in your organization.
Yes,
there,
they are.
Who are the ones that started the Angel Flights, taking people from...
Honor Flights,
taking World War II veterans from here back to Washington, D.C.
26 flights we did.
And it's free. Free for the veterans.
Yes.
And it is free for them because the money is raised by Honor Flight. The people that their attendants that go with them pay for their own way. And it's literally fly in. The next day they get to see the World War II monument and anything around in that area, which is everything.
Right.
And then the next day after that they fly back.
Right. It's a 3-day whirlwind tour. It really is.
And why did it stop? Well, we've run out of World War II veterans that we, you know, from this region up here.
Well, it hasn't stopped. San Francisco still has a hub, and they're taking Korean War and Vietnam veterans back there through their program.
Now it's getting to be the Vietnam guys.
Yes.
A lot of those guys are in their 70s.
Yes.
Or older.
And we're losing probably more to Agent Orange than we are to anything else with our Vietnam veterans.
And Agent Orange, an insidious chemical that works not just on the men and women that were exposed to it, but it has a downline.
Second generation.
Yeah, it has a downline, unfortunately. Okay, we're talking, though, about something real good event. This is the annual Northern California Veterans Museum at Heritage Center, Valentine's Day dinner and dance. It's going to be this Saturday, February 8th. It's going to have a gourmet spaghetti sauce. These aren't just your regular spaghetti sauce. These are different kinds, and different types of salad dressings.
What about used to work for Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah.
And he is the chef. He is a chef, and he is the chef that's going to be making those sauces. So he'll be doing all – he's going to do all the cooking. Robert Burroughs Jr., he comes to all of our events, and he does all of our cooking for
us.
And he does a fantastic job.
We saw him from the time he started up in Anselmo's, and then he traveled.
He went to Woodside Grill.
Yeah.
He worked at Final Draft Brewing. He's worked at several different restaurants. He went to Hawaii and worked at Duke's in Hawaii while as an intern there.
Yeah.
And so,
that's what I was going to say. I know he traveled and this is a guy that knows food, and he is just an outstanding chef.
Yeah, I have two great sons. One was a Marine, one that is here in our home in our community, and he was a chef. Now he's working for Davy Tree, and he's doing fantastic there, and he has a small family of his own. And it's just, you know, very proud of my sons and our family, and, you know, it's not every day that you have kids that don't go out and get drunk. They don't go out and have drugs. They don't go out and they're not in jail. They haven't been in jail their entire life, you know. And my son, when he graduated boot camp from Marine Corps, he goes, "Dad, all those times you got in my face," he goes, "made it really easy when the drill instructor got in my face." He goes, I already knew all about that. He goes, "The other guys were standing there crying and everything else." He goes, "Oh, this guy isn't as bad as my dad." That was the greatest compliment that my son could have ever given
me.
That I was had given him tough love as a chief petty officer as his dad.
You know what you do, though, is you try to prepare your kids for the future. So if you're trying to prepare your child to go through Marine Corps boot camp, and I guarantee you.
He needed it, though. He needed that.
I went through a boot camp many years ago, many decades ago. And you know, people have heard me say it. I'm not sure what we had for breakfast. I know it was eggs because Linda fixes breakfast every morning. But I can tell you, almost to the day, everything that happened at boot camp, from the time I showed up to the day I graduated. And as we were driving out, and we were waving at our drill instructor, and he looked at us, he saluted us, and then he flipped us off.
That's
And we thought, yes, yes, Sergeant Bell, he's still the guy. So anyway, enough of that.
That's right. That's part of that camaraderie. You made it.
But this event is a fundraiser for, you know, people go, well, where's the museum? Well, as you're finding out, the mortgages are being paid off. And then they can start on the, you're going through all the planning stages right now for the construction.
That's right.
And if you had all those finished, we'd be building.
The biggest issue we're working on right now that's holding us up is the water. So we have our own well. It's all set up. It's actually been approved as a standalone well system in the state of California. But the state of California has changed the rules and laws, and they don't want standalone commercial wells in a community anymore. So now we're dealing with the state making a decision with either the city of Anderson or whether or not we can have our own water system. So when the Bureau of California Drinking Water here in Redding makes that decision as to whether we're going left or right, then we can proceed with our program. There's an office of everything in the state of California.
If it's California and whether we're going to go left or right, you're obviously going to go left to the hardest part. That's a political joke. Getting over big. Somebody sent me a list of all the California boards and agencies.
Our taxes pay all kinds of wages.
It was incredible. It was an email, and you just went down. I mean, there's hundreds of these things, and you wonder how many of them do we still need? It's like laws. We make new laws, don't get rid of old laws. Did you know there was a virginity law that you could have your family members check for the virginity?
When?
Well, it's still in effect.
Where?
In California. California. And now they're getting ready to repeal that.
Who knows? That's like you go to jail for spitting on the sidewalk.
I was on the paper today. I didn't know many people were being checked for that, but obviously there is. So, okay.
I don't even. It's,
you think I'm making that up?
I'm at a loss for words. Maybe.
There is a bill being introduced into the California legislature as we speak to ban the testing of virginity for women and girls. Look it up.
All right. Is that why you go to the doctor to have certain?
Yeah,
things
you
taken
go to the doctor.
Of?
You That's go right. to the doctor. And you know, and it's it, we can talk about that tomorrow. Anyway, we've got just about a minute left, so let's end on a high.
On another note,
well, I'm just talking about one of the things that makes it harder for people to build, though, is having to go through, you know, like 16 different agencies instead of being able to go to one agency and say, hey, this is what I want. Here's my plans. This is what it's going to take. That one agency can pull all that together, so you talk to one person.
Wouldn't right, that doesn't work that way.
Just think about how easier it would make people that are trying to expand their businesses and or build new places if you just went to one spot and it says building and everything under that comes there. You check your the Corps of Engineers has somebody there, everybody has somebody there, so they all kind of get your plan at the same time.
Right. Well, yeah. They do. They have it kind of like that, but the problem is that you still have to do all the footwork. So
we're giving away tickets.
I am the project manager.
We're giving away tickets for Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's going to be this Saturday. It's going to be at the Veterans Hall down in Anderson. It's a great time. If you want more information, give them a call at 378-2280. We come back, we're going to have the Redding Police Department. We're going to be talking about neighborhood police unit and a lot of other things. Peer counseling that's going on in RPD. We'll be right back.
Thank you very much.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. President Trump has declared the State of the Union is stronger than it's ever been.
In his annual speech to Congress and the nation, the president touted the results of his 3 years in office.
Jobs are booming. Incomes are soaring. Poverty is plummeting. Crime is falling. Confidence is surging.
He highlighted victories against terrorists, defended the right to pray in public schools, and welcomed home a member of the U.S. Armed Forces from his deployment who surprised his wife and children in the House gallery. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Delivering the Democratic response to the State of the Union address, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says Democrats are working for America.
All across the country, Democratic leaders are rebuilding bridges, fixing roads, expanding broadband, and cleaning up drinking water. Everyone in this country benefits when we invest in infrastructure. Congressional Democrats have presented proposals to keep us moving forward, but President Trump and the Republicans in the Senate are blocking the path.
Former Arizona Republican Congressman J.D. Hayworth says President Trump has a great record to run for re-election on.
For an incumbent president, for really any incumbent office holder, the notion is you campaign as you govern. In other words, you have a record.
Hayworth spoke with the Salem Radio Network. U.S. companies added 291,000 jobs in January, a big increase from December.
Payroll processor ADP says the January job gain, which was larger than had been expected, compared to a revised December figure of 193,000. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 267 points. The NASDAQ is up 8. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You might wonder why Australians always seem so relaxed. Well, it comes down to sleep. And we can sleep like a koala full of gum leaves. So we've invented a solution to your sleep problems. It's called Pronto Sleep. Pronto Sleep is a two-in-one solution that helps you fall asleep and stay asleep. Pronto gently opens your nose to focus breathing so you can relax and fall into the land of nod. And the built-in scent diffuser delivers a blend of four pure essential oils all night long for a beaut sleep naturally. Then Pronto replenishes the oils ready for the next night. Clever, eh? And does it work? Well, in trials, 84% of people with trouble sleeping found Pronto helped them fall asleep. 74% found it helped them stay asleep. You'll find Pronto now at select Walgreens, Amazon, or at prontosleep.com. Pronto Sleep is the gift of sleep from Australia.
From RhinoMed, bringing you advanced nasal therapies.
Hong Kong's leader says all people entering the semi-autonomous territory from the mainland, including Hong Kong residents, will be required to undergo 14 days of quarantine because of the outbreak of a new virus. Carrie Lam says the measure will take effect on Saturday to allow day travelers to make necessary arrangements. Lam says the government has been vigilant and isn't shying away from introducing stringent measures to stem the spread of the virus. Turkish officials say a second avalanche has slammed into a mountain road in eastern Turkey, killing at least 33 rescue workers. Another 53 emergency workers were injured in Wednesday's avalanche, and others are still buried under the snow. The emergency crew had been sent to the site to find two people who were missing following an avalanche on Tuesday. In all, 38 people have died on the highway near the mountain town of Başakşehir in Van Province, which borders Iran. News and analysis at townhall.com. In Iowa, Democratic officials are still tallying up caucus votes, with Pete Buttigieg continuing to hold a slight lead over Bernie Sanders.
The results followed 24 hours of chaos as technical problems with a reporting app marred the complicated caucus process, forcing state officials to apologize and raising questions about Iowa's traditional place atop the presidential primary calendar. It was too early to call a winner based on the initial results, but Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, and Amy Klobuchar were trailing Buttigieg and Sanders, according to data released by the Iowa Democratic Party. Meanwhile, the candidates are now focusing on New Hampshire and that state's primary. I'm Julie Walker.
A powerful winter storm is bringing snow and ice to parts of the central United States. The National Weather Service says the winter storm warnings are in effect from eastern New Mexico to the St. Louis metropolitan area. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines are 605-4567. It's Wednesday, the 5th of February, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be back in, beginning of February 2020. Okay, today looks like our weather is going to be, our temperatures will be partly cloudy with our highs today. Temperatures around 63, mostly clear tonight with our overnight lows of 42. Tomorrow calls for a sunny day with our highs of 68 and our overnight lows of 43. And Friday calls for sunny with a high of 67. Overnight lows Friday night, evening 42. Saturday, sunny 60. Mostly clear Saturday night, 39. And Sunday, even though it's sunny out, with a 58. So kind of cool days, but clear skies like we have now with clouds. That's a prediction from our National Weather Service coming out, no rain in the forecast here. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, in case you were wondering why we were playing...
What you gonna do, bad boy?
The title song for Cops. It's because we have with us Lieutenant Brian Cole from the Reading Police Department, and welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Is this your first time here?
This is my first time on the radio.
Well, and being the assistant SWAT team leader, right?
Yes.
Is that we had the SWAT team leader on a year ago, and phone calls he was getting.
Hey, yeah.
Did you hear about that one?
I did, and I'm hoping we don't get any of those.
Oh, I'm hoping we are, because I tell you what, it was one of those calls that was right on the edge of, is this guy real
what?
Or not? But it was, well, I don't know if you were here that day, but he called up and he said, I want to be on the SWAT team.
Oh,
and
no, he was a joke. I think teasing.
It was one of the team members. But yeah. It was watching so the officer's
funny.
Face, what was going on.
He's a captain now, but that was Brian Parner that you had in. One of our sergeants thought it would be funny to call him.
Absolutely.
It was hilarious. I hope they took it like that because, at the end he goes, I know this guy.
So you have a long list of what you're in charge of, one of which is the neighborhood police unit.
Yes.
Can we talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely.
Okay, so share with us what is, you've got probably a litany of things when you come to work about, okay, I'm in charge of this. So for our listeners, let's talk about what Lieutenant Cole does.
Sure. So every lieutenant in the police department manages a variety of programs. And so the neighborhood police unit is one of the programs that falls underneath me. The neighborhood police unit is actually ran, the day-to-day operations are ran by a sergeant, Sergeant Rob Peterson. And within that unit, then they have four officers that are always out working on, problems basically in the community. So it's narcotics houses, it's out riding the bikes, it's helping with some of the community cleanup projects. Every day is kind of a different mission for them. And recently, actually, we've had some success. We've added a second supervisor to the neighborhood police unit, Corporal Tim Renault. And the reason we've done that is that the community cleanup with in regards to a lot of the homeless problems we're dealing with, the trash that's, everyone's seeing all over the city is such a huge problem for us. We actually have three full-time community cleanup workers that go around and pick up inmate crews every single day and go out and hit these transient camps and clean up the trash.
We see this 10,000 pounds, 12,000 pounds. Syringes, medical refuse, furniture.
Yeah, they picked up over 400,000 pounds of trash last year.
Last year?
Last year in 2019. So.
And that's just your department?
That's just the Reading Police Department. That's three guys going out with trailers, picking up work crews from the Shasta County Sheriff's Office.
Magnify that with, say, Shasta, that goes out on a regular basis, and then the city... we'll go out besides with you all doing these things, like I said, private citizens groups and all this. I think one of the main problems that is really it really electrifies Reading and the citizens is it's one thing to camp and take care of yourself. I talked to people from Henderson Open Spaces. That's always been used over the years as a place for transients. But they used to keep it clean. They would bring the trash out in trash bags and put it on the side of the road so it could be collected.
Yeah, Henderson was a huge project for us. It still is an ongoing project, but we basically started tackling that in the fall around the end of October, beginning of November, by doing multiple cleanups in there. I think to date we've taken out five or six of the 40-yard massive dumpsters that we filled up with trash. We've gotten the majority of it out, but it's one of those things that if you don't stay on top of it, you leave it alone for a couple of weeks and you come back and you're just amazed by the amount of trash that's been brought in
there. That big trash container, you bring it down and fill it up?
Yeah, we...
Have we ever thought about leaving it one down there and see if they would fill it up?
So we've actually left one down there for several weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Because some of the citizens were going down there and,
cleaning.
Piling some of it up, and we were leaving it there. But the problem with that is sometimes when we go through and collect stuff and put it in there, we'll come back the next day and the trash has been pulled out.
Yeah,
people are going through it and throwing it back on the ground.
You're kidding. So it would be like, okay, you want to camp down here? Fine. You just pick your trash up and throw it up, so we can go on something else. No, they don't do that.
But then you're giving permission. When you do that, you're saying, what you're trying to do is move on. Do not camp. So that's kind of giving permission again. It's almost like needles. Like, okay, if you're going to do it, no. So, as we're talking to Lieutenant Cole here, we got lost, and we're not lost because it's a really big deal. But what you do is that, but so much more than that. But you've just, if our listeners are just tuning in, you're describing that you're the neighborhood police unit, that you've got another full person on, and that the statistic was 400 and some thousand pounds last year is part under your department.
Yes.
And what else?
So while we were talking about community cleanup, I think it's important to notice when we go down there and we do those cleanups, we also a lot of times are partnering with like the Good News Rescue Mission, basically trying to provide resources to some of these people too, because we want to get them off the street. Otherwise we're not solving the problem.
Right.
No.
You know, every day we're dealing with the same thing. So, but the neighborhood police unit, they work with the Hilltop, business district,
great.
Dealing with problems,
right.
You know, along that Ed Rollman,
that whole department of, business owners up there, what they deal with on a regular basis. So
absolutely.
You work hand in hand.
But on any given day, you walk into their office and they're doing work on a narcotics house in one of the neighborhoods or something. The guys are extremely busy. They work very hard. So very proud of them, and we're hoping we can continue to add some staff to kind of continue working on that sort
right.
of proactive policing. Within the Reading Police Department, one of the things that's occurred over the last year or so is we've added community service officers back to our staff.
Yay.
And that has been huge for us, and I know the chief's been on here and talked about that. But
it's something that is such a force multiplier.
Right.
Because, one, they're not officers. For people who are wondering what a community service officer is, I tell you what, we need to take a break. Why don't we come back with that?
Sure.
And I also want to introduce who you are.
Who's
Brian Cole? I mean, how long you've been here?
Right.
I
mean, a little history of you.
Everybody but the chief comes in here looking like my grandson, and that, even though they're not. So, Shuler looks, he looks old because he's the chief. He's supposed to look old. Would you agree?
Stress of the job.
Would you agree that he looks old?
I don't know.
8:14 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by...
Shuler, if you're listening, you've got a little tongue-in-cheek there, buddy.
Yeah, of course he's listening because he's got one of his men up here.
Yeah. I'm sure he
is. Bill knows I'm kidding. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by, a locally owned, locally run bank that's been a success. And the reason they're a success is because they are committed to our community. They're professional. They provide the highest level of services. They have two branches, one at 1845 California Street, right down from Jack's. The other one in the O'Reilly Shopping Center, the main headquarters there at 192 Hartnell. And for our friends in Red Bluff, they're at 500 Riverside Way. You can learn a lot. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but you should just go in and talk to them. They've got so many good ideas. They want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. And we're going to be doing more business with them in the future, too. They are a splendid example of banking in our community. We'll be right back with Lieutenant Brian Cole from the Reading Police Department.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Welcome to the Year of the Bear, Black Bear Diner's year-long 25th anniversary celebration. Black Bear Diner first started serving up bear-sized portions of family favorites in 1995, and they are marketing this milestone with a year of tasty specials, fun celebrations, and a continued commitment to give back to the community. Stay tuned and be sure to stop by the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Cypress and Redding all year long, and help us celebrate 25 years of
Black Bear Diner.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
If we catch a criminal, when we catch a criminal.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good here morning.
Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, everybody, we're here with
8:19 in the morning.
Yeah, we're here with our wonderful Lieutenant Cole from the Reading Police Department. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, we're fighting over Crackmaster here.
We're fighting over Crackmaster.
Yeah, both of us want to announce Jeff Wurst, who owns Crackmaster, and it was really cool. We got a call the other day. You know, it makes you feel good when you get the positive phone calls. A woman called, talked to Diane, our gal here, and said, "I just love you guys talking about the people that are your sponsors. One of them is Jeff at Crackmaster." And so she used two different sponsors that day. One was Crackmaster, and she said, "I went in and I had a crack in my windshield, and Jeff fixed it that day, and he was awesome." So this lady called up and said, "Two people that you tout on the morning show, Jeff being one of them." So he's located at 273. He'll fix a chip, a crack. He does it in a couple hours. If you really want somebody who's boots on the ground, and it's a veteran-owned business, Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373. We're here with Lieutenant Brian Cole of the Reading Police Department. He's in charge of the neighborhood police unit, but also the three-man crew that's trying to clean up, working 8 hours. They take what you take out inmate working crews with you.
Yeah.
They pulled out 400 or 500,000 pounds of trash last year. And when you think about that, how much that is. And we're not just talking about trash. You know, oh, there's a McDonald's wrapper. No, we're talking syringes. We're talking bloody bandages. We're talking things that you would not, you know, that you use, you know, with a shovel in your backyard for a dog. All these type of things. But what we don't know yet is who Lieutenant Cole is. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I was born and raised here in Shasta County.
Really?
Graduate of Enterprise High School. Went off, spent 5 years in the Army. Came back.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service. Came back and met my wife, started a family, and I was fortunate enough to get hired by the Reading Police Department. They put me through the academy.
Wow.
I've been with the city of Reading since 2006, and that's kind of brought me here today.
What brought you to becoming a police officer? Because, well, 2006.
That's right, when I moved here.
Had the problems that have grown since then. But what brought you to be a policeman? It's not an easy job, but it is, I think, a fulfilling one.
Yeah, you know, I liked being a part of kind of the camaraderie and the teamwork of being in the military. And so when I got out of the service, I was looking for something similar to that, and I kind of found that in law enforcement. You know, I liked the idea of being part of something bigger than yourself. I grew up here. It's a community I care about. I think that's one of the reasons most of the officers work here is it's, you know, most of our officers come here because they have some sort of connection here. Either they were raised here or they have family here, you know, so they end up coming back so that they can, you know, not have to commute to a place to work.
Sure.
You know, and then leave and go home. This is their home, so.
The pay's okay. You got good schools. You've got look at the beautiful areas, and you're from this area.
Yeah, and if you love the outdoors, I love the outdoors. It's a fantastic place.
You know, do you ever find yourself? I hope this is a fair question. Do you ever find yourself looking at this and saying, you know, I kind of feel like the guy that's putting his shoulder against a giant stone and pushing it up the hill, only to get it all the way up to the top of the hill and it rolls back down.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that every so often?
Yeah, I think, you know, law enforcement by itself is a tough profession to be involved in, particularly in California. I think it's a fair assessment that our officers feel like every year, you know, there are laws that are passed that make it tougher and tougher to do their jobs.
More dangerous?
You know, more dangerous. You know, the prison realignment, the changing of a lot of crimes from felonies to misdemeanors. So it is frustrating. But, you know, we try to stay positive. We still go out and do our jobs. And whether people are booked and released from the jail, we don't really have a lot of control over that. We still have to go out and respond to calls for service and remain proactive. So, actually, right now we were talking about community service officers.
Sure.
We've added community service officers back to our staff, and what we've seen is typically before they came on board, about 30% of our arrests were proactive and about 70% were responding to calls for service or reactive.
Right.
And that's transitioned. So our rough estimates now are about 50% of our arrests are proactive and about 50% are driven by calls for service.
So, and tell people why that is.
Well, because community service officers respond to what we call generally like colder calls. So you come out in the morning and someone smashed the window out to your car in your driveway and, you know, stole a backpack out of your car. Before we had community service officers, an officer would have to respond to that and take that. And so when that officer is there taking that report, what it takes them away from is the ability to go out and be proactive and make contacts, car stops, contact people that are causing problems in the community, the people that are out stealing the stuff. So now that we have community service officers that can handle a lot of those calls, our officers are freed up to do more of the problem solving within our community.
And we still have room for a few more community service officers, too,
yeah,
from what I understand.
We're bringing two more on board. Actually, they're getting ready to start the field training program here shortly. And so we will have at least two on every single shift.
Now, this isn't – they don't go through the post, the police training. This is a completely separate training?
Yeah, they're non-sworn. But, you know, we train them in report writing. They still go through a full training program.
Sure.
So that they know how to do their job effectively. But they obviously very different standards from the sworn peace officers.
Sure. But it gives you – they're the ones that do all the paperwork. And we've run into this before. She has since retired. But before we took that hit and had to lose all those community service officers, do we still just have – how many officers do we have patrolling on any beat now?
So on any given shift, we have 7 officers for the city of Reading, which is, you know, 60-plus square miles,
yeah,
and a patrol supervisor. So like at night in particular, when we don't have our traffic officers around or our investigators, there are 8 officers for the whole city covering a large distance. And most of your calls at night generally are two officer calls for service. So if you have a busy night, you know, calls can stack up. But one of the focuses of our chief in bringing community service officers back is he was not happy with our response times. You know, our response times from the basically pre-2008 to a year or two ago had almost doubled, and that's not acceptable. So
it's 13 or 14 minutes now, right?
Yeah, I believe so. And so bringing community service officers back also not only frees up our officers to be proactive, but it makes it so that they're available to respond to emergency and progress calls.
Now, depending on what kind of call it is, people will drop everything and hit. Like if there's a shooting, active shooter, everybody drops what they're doing and heads for that.
Yeah.
But if you've got somebody that's just being crazy on your property, but you're not destroying anything or all that, it's going to take a while.
Yeah, it could. It just depends on what's going on at that particular day and moment. And sometimes we can get there within a matter of minutes, and sometimes it takes a while.
Well, we had an incident on our street, and within a short period of time, an officer was there and ends up taking the guy, putting him under arrest. It happens, but it thoroughly depends on what's going on in the city at that time.
Yeah, definitely.
Have we gotten more violent out there?
You know, I think our violent crime is actually down. I think our general crime statistics for 2019, we haven't released them yet, but I think, ballpark are down about 5 to 8%. I think the biggest problem in the Reading community is what every citizen is dealing with or has someone in their family that's dealing with, and that's the thievery, the stuff being stolen, mm-hmm. you know, and that's because a lot of these property-related crimes are all misdemeanors now, and so we're citing and releasing people for theft-related crimes, or they're being booked at the Shasta County Jail, and the jail's at max capacity, so people are immediately
I want to talk about that when we get back. We have to take another break here.
Sure.
Because this Measure A is you know, it all goes back to me on this. If we don't have a place to put them, they're going to be on the street. If we have a place to put them, then we can get them into the medically assisted treatment programs. We can get them, get them at least cleaned up, and we have a chance then of once they're clean and sober, that they can move. You know, see that hey, I want to move from this. Without that, they're not going to do it. It's too hard. It really is too hard for people.
Yeah, there has to be a break in the cycle for people that are addicted to narcotics. And
would you say that 99%, would you use that one, or maybe 95% are all directly related to drugs?
No. I don't know the exact statistics. I would say the vast majority of the people that we're arresting, particularly for theft-related stuff, is related to narcotics. Mm-hmm. Usually they're stealing to fuel their addiction or to be able to afford their addiction. But there's a lot of other things. There's mental health issues, and then just homelessness in general. But addiction is a huge part of the problem. And so without being able to hold people in custody, they don't have that break in that cycle. They don't get clean, particularly with heroin addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a struggle because as soon as they get released, they need to get their hands on heroin.
We hold them for 2 or 3 hours. Anything they're thinking about is what they can steal to get to it.
Yeah.
Okay, we got to take a break.
Sure.
We're here with Lieutenant Brian Cole, and from the RPD, who is in charge of the neighborhood police unit. But he's also got the community cleanup comes under him, which is a constant job. Also, you're with the assistant commander of the of the SWAT team, but you also on the graveyard. You run the graveyard shift for the police department here in town, which I'm sure is a very quiet time
of the
night.
You run the graveyard shift. I want to see you guys in costume sometime. That'd be fun.
Okay. Hey, this costume.
I know. It's just a weird visual. So.
Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2220. I love you. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. And, guys, here, just let me give you a secret. Go down there. If it's something, we got Valentine's Day coming. Buy yourself, buy your loved one a great piece of jewelry, and then buy a second one. And do that. Keep it in the gun safe. Keep it someplace she's not going to see it. And then that time when you really step on it, when you forget something, and she says, you forgot, you go, oh, yeah? And you go in there, bring it out, hand it to her. I never forget things, huh? Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side. I choose mine.
We feel incredible.
Ooh, I heard about that. Can it really help you fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming our feet on either side.
But can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night.
I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Sleep Number. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep from $9.99.
Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibition. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org. Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibition. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605. 4567.
The heat is on. Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. Yeah, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:36 in the morning here with Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio. We're here with Lieutenant Cole from the Reading Police Department. And, of course, we always like to give love to our sponsors. This portion of the show is brought to you by our Home Helpers. Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers, for years has been bringing excellence in health care. If you needed to have somebody come to your home, or you're thinking about that, or your parents are becoming elderly, or someone you know needs to have in care, they're bonded. That's a very important word, bonded, licensed, insured. So you get the best in Home Helpers. Give them a call or go by at ReadingHomeHelpers.com.
Okay. Hey, I want to do a shout-out to JL. She just walked in here and gave us a cup, and it's
two cups,
and it's, you know, coffee cups, which, you know, I exist on, and it's the
they're from Starbucks, and it says Starbucks has hired 15,000 veterans and military spouses in the last 5 years and is committed to hiring 10,000 more by 2025. And so it's Starbucks military commitment cup and a thing, yeah. And she just, you know, that was really, really sweet. And JL and Paul have done so much to
our
support
community.
Our veterans as well.
We're here with Lieutenant Brian Cole. And we've talked about, he's in charge of a number of things here. He's a lieutenant in charge of the neighborhood police unit, which has made a huge impact on our community. And we're still going to have our MPU. It's been budgeted for now.
Yep.
On the community cleanup, which is a never-ending job. You could probably spend hours talking about that. Also, he's the deputy commander of the SWAT team. And we talked about the community service officers and how even though it's a endless revolving door, the officers don't give up. You live in this community, and so you want this community as safe as possible. Something you mentioned before while we were talking outside is the peer counseling.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Sure, absolutely. So one of the programs we have at the Reading Police Department is a peer support program, and that program is designed to basically look after the welfare of our officers. We talked a little earlier about how police work is extremely stressful. It's stressful not only on the individual officers, but also their families. Working shift work, you know, our officers on any given night go to work, they're involved in critical incidents, potentially in shootings or physical altercations, so the stress that has on the family. And so our peer support program is designed to just basically, when officers are injured, which is common that we get officers injured
At
work. At
any time, 10% are off because of injuries.
Yeah, you basically have to plan for about 10% of your workforce being out due to injuries.
Imagine if anybody has a business and that you have to figure that 10% of them are going to be out every day because of injuries.
It makes it tough. So our peer support members, we check in on officers within our department when they're out injured, when they've been involved in critical incidents. You know, just basically looking out for one another. And so we will assign an officer basically to check in with an individual. You know, when they go through critical incidents, we do things like make sure their court dates, you know, if they have to testify in court, all that stuff gets taken care of. When an officer goes through a critical incident, usually they're, you know, off work for a week or two afterwards. And by critical incidents, I mean, you know, a shooting or something generally.
But I think there's more to it. Brian, is that it can be something also other incidents like a terrible car wreck where you all are there having to you know, provide immediate first aid, and there could be children in it, and it could be, even though it's not a shooting, it is still something that has a traumatic effect on an officer. I mean, how could it not?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's, you know, it's not just the fights. And when I asked about the violence, it was to the effect of maybe violent incidents have gone down, but you all are meeting violence out there a lot more, from my understanding, than you did before. But it's so many, it's the overall, the whole thing impacts on an officer.
Yeah, time. It's definitely cumulative. You know, over the course of your career, you see a lot of unfortunate things, and you deal with a lot of chaos. And so, it definitely fills up your bucket after a while.
And
to
the
use
families.
That expression,
and the families.
So, and the families. Working long hours and stuff. So the program is designed to basically take care of our own people. You know, police suicide is a big issue. In particular, I think we saw this last year, like NYPD had an outbreak of police suicide.
They had, what, 6 or 7 officers kill themselves in the space of several weeks?
Very short period. It was really unfortunate. So just trying to make sure that our officers are doing okay, that we're checking in with them and looking after them.
Okay. I think it's real important we do the same thing in the service. Because it's going to be that Marine that's with the other Marine that sees something first.
Yeah.
Before the command structure gets into it. So it's very helpful. And I think all of the law enforcement agencies have a program similar to this where you're trying to take care of the guy or girl.
Yeah, and we send our officers to ongoing trainings for that sort of stuff. You know, after the car fire, we did some additional peer support related trainings. But you're right; it's not always the major incidents. Sometimes it's just the small things, and they add up. And it can be a lot. So
yeah, we talked about this Measure A impact. You believe it could have for our community.
Yeah, so I think it could have a significant impact for our community. The amount of resources that it's going to provide across the board. There have been several measures in the past that have been brought forward and they failed. This is a specific tax, so it requires a 2/3 vote on it. But basically every dollar that's going to come in from it is already earmarked to where it's going to go. And this particular Measure A addresses several issues across the board. It's not just adding more cops on the streets. It's adding basically a secondary jail, potentially up to 500 more jail beds. It's adding more prosecutors. It's adding more public defenders. It's adding money for drug and mental health treatment while people are in custody at the jail. And so you're seeing it address all the issues across the board. And so we'll see what the voters decide. I think it has the ability to have a dramatic impact on our community.
I look at it like this. If you like where we are now, vote against it. If you want to take – this is the first time we've had, something that this is all-encompassing like this, then you vote for it. Because if you want to see a change and not kick the can down the road, because it's not going to get any better.
Yeah, at a minimum, I would encourage people to do research on it. They're having several town hall meetings on it. I think the next one is February 13th. Come to one of the town hall meetings, hear what all the chiefs have to say. They're all coming out and speaking about it and providing the facts and the information. And if it's something you think is a good idea for our community, vote for it.
There's plenty of these. There's plenty of these town hall meetings, and you can ask every question you want. You can even call Joe Comente. Or any of the supervisors at the board of supervisors, and they'll be more than happy to talk with you if you have individual questions about it. And just don't read everything you see on social media, because they're not going to be taking money away that's already existing. They can't do it. It's against the law. So I just see that this is the first time a well-rounded, well-thought-out approach, and it wasn't just something, just give us the money. And sure, we're going to get 51%. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and I think that, the Shasta County Sheriff's Office has a really difficult – they're in a really difficult position. Their jail is full. And so every time, Reading PD pulls in through the doors with somebody that we've arrested, if they want to hold that individual, they have to release somebody. And so that's the revolving door process. So,
Well, the thing is, I sat down with the guy, and we got to take a break. I sat down with the gentleman that makes that decision, who stays and who goes, and he showed me exactly how it works. And when you do that, it's kind of like one of these things. Like he gives me the choice. He says, "Okay, I've got this guy, nonviolent, but he breaks into homes, or he breaks into businesses. He doesn't break into your home. He breaks into businesses all the time. This guy, though." Will break into your home, and it's been violent in the past. Now, which one of these do I keep? Well, you keep that guy. Okay. Then he gets out.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is.
Yeah, very frustrating.
Okay. We're here with Lieutenant Brian Cole, lieutenant here in our police department who is a Shasta County native, an Enterprise High School graduate, a homegrown that has lived in his community and is out there defending our community. We're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop is, what can I say, it's a better-known business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the only place I've had my hair cut for 12 years. And it's man's last stronghold. They work on appointments, and you can give them a call at 244-9478. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Active 2030 Club of Reading has done it again and made the 12th annual Sundial Film Festival free to attend. Action, drama, adventure, comedy. The Sundial Film Festival will feature films of all styles from local filmmakers. With an afternoon showing at 2 p.m. and an evening showing at 7 p.m., there's something for everyone. The 12th annual Sundial Film Festival will be taking place March 7th at the Cascade Theater. Free tickets to both showings are limited, so grab your ticket today at sundialfilmfestival.com. That's sundialfilmfestival.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on the air. And over 10 years, 605-4567. We've got people lined up here to be on, called in. I do want to remind everybody that on February 15th, there's going to be a Fight for Liberty Town Hall at 4 p.m. And the doors open at 3 p.m. at Anderson's Veterans Hall with Mark Baird, Patrick Jones, who's running for supervisor, and Dr. Paul DeNuca, who's running for the assembly, will be there as speakers. And the Women in STEM Conference is designed to inform and inspire middle school girls to become the next generations of scientists. Sign up today or by February 22nd for the this big STEM technology conference. And it includes breakfast and lunch. It's only cost is only $20. It's going to be at Simpson University. Hey, we're here with Lieutenant Brian Cole, who with the RPD, who is the officer in charge of several different units. And you said something during the break that I think, you know, we need to let you do.
Talk about
you know, your people out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you become a lieutenant or a captain, you manage programs and you're involved in coordination and resources and those sort of things. But the sergeants, the corporals, and the officers that are out there on the streets every single day are really the ones that are putting in the hard work, that are making this community safe. So we talked about, you know, me running graveyards. Really, I oversee two sergeants, but they are the ones that are out there day to day, making sure that our citizens are safe, running their crews and their shifts full of officers.
You're at the strategic level. They're at the tactical level. And, if it just happens as you get promoted, you get a little bit further away from the street.
Yeah, a lot of meetings.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Yeah, you kind of took my thunder. I just wanted to announce our event and invite everybody to come on the 15th.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be a great event. There'll be a lot of really good discussion, especially on the Second Amendment. Hey, guys, how good was the president last night, huh?
I enjoyed it. You know what? I don't know why Nancy Pelosi continues to do things that works for Trump, but she does, and that's going to be, guess what? That's going to be a political ad as we run. So, okay, Terry, thanks a lot, and we're going to continue to talk about this Liberty Town Hall. And thanks a lot for calling. Okay, let's go to Roberta. Roberta, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I do want to say that I support the police, but I wanted to call in about this Measure A. I've been thinking about this, and I think that if we would just build a jail, first off, just all the money went to the jail and the personnel to, you know, man the jail, that the people would be in jail so they wouldn't be out committing crimes and we wouldn't need more police and they wouldn't be going through the DA's office and the prosecutor's office because they'd be locked up. So we wouldn't need more police and we wouldn't need more, court system because these people would stay locked up.
Well, I tell you what, Roberta, you know, I've heard that before, and my answer to that.
Have you?
Yeah, no, I have. I've heard that one before, but here's my answer to that. This is a circle that every one of those people arrested have to be prosecuted. Every one of those people have to have a public defender. Every one of those people impacts on several different areas. It's not just throwing them in jail, because if we don't increase the number of DA public defenders, then they get released, because they have to be released in, Brian, 24 hours? If they're not charged, they have to be released in...
Yeah, if people are in custody, generally they're either waiting on court dates or they're going to arraignments or preliminary hearings.
Right.
And that requires a prosecutor, it requires a public defender. And then when those individuals are sentenced, if they're actually going through the court process, then it's going to also put more of a demand on probation. And that's where Measure A comes in as well.
Yeah. So
some additional funding.
I could see that about, okay, we just lock them up, but then I've really read into this, and if we don't have all the groups that are there to support keeping this guy or girl in jail, it's not going to work. And frankly, I'd like to have 10 officers per shift instead of 7. So anyway, but
all right. Well, I think
I understand
the problem a lot. All right, thanks. Bye.
You bet. Well, you know, and that's why, you know, a lot of people say just build a jail, but you can't just build a jail. It's got to be everything. It's like if you start a business, you can't just hire, you know, you can't just build the infrastructure. You've got to hire the employees. You've got to get the trucking. You've got to get the all the things that go along with it. And I guess that's the simplest analogy I can make.
Yeah, and I think, you know, she's calling in. She's obviously put some thought into it, and I think that's really.
Oh, no, and we value every call.
Like yeah, that. And I think that's really all that, you know, from the administration standpoint and the police department in the city of Reading is we just want people to at least do their research on it and then make a decision based on, you know, what they think is the right decision.
I think having, you know, we've had Stephanie Bridget on, and her prosecutors, her DAs are working 10-hour days, 6 days a week. And just frankly, that only goes on for so long.
You know,
they can, because they know they can go other places and get more money or at least the same money they're making and work a 5-day, 8-hour week, 8-hour a day, 5 days a week. And if it's just a jail, can you imagine another 500 cases or 400 cases that come into that? Because every time the state of California makes a law from a felony to a misdemeanor, all these trials have to come up and be, you know, reread. If you're a member of a ride-along gangbang murder, now if you're just riding in the car, you're no longer first degree. So now all of those cases are being looked at.
Well, we appreciate you being with us today, Lieutenant Cole, of course, the Reading Police. And we just have a few minutes left. Do you have any how you'd like to close the day?
No, I appreciate you having me. There's some good information on the Reading PD website regarding statistics, regarding how you can write some of our state leadership individuals regarding some of the laws we've been dealing with. So if you're interested in doing some research on kind of what the police department is dealing with Prop 47, AB 109, the prison realignment, and how that's affecting our community, take a look at our Reading Police website.
Support, how's the, you know, the support in the community for the law enforcement?
I think, you know, we're really fortunate. I think most people here are very supportive of the police department. I have a lot of positive contacts, and so I feel pretty fortunate to be a police officer working here.
And I hear that from the rank and file and the leadership, is that the people back you all, and there's other places, unfortunately, in our country where the police are a criminal.
Yeah.
No matter what you do.
And it's great because we've replaced probably about a quarter or a third of our patrol officers in the last couple of years. So if you're driving around town, you see there's a lot of young police officers out there. And so it's good for them to get to be cops in a community that treats them well.
It is.
Thank you.
And also, by the way, all those new ones that are hired come under a completely different system than the other system, too, which is, helps us to stay in front of the unfunded liabilities.
Yeah, they're under a different retirement
system. Completely different retirement system, too. So when you see a policeman out there, just like you would a veteran, you know, hey, thank you for your service. I like the whole thumbs up when I come by. And you know what? Doesn't mean, you know, it's so easy to do, but it tells our police that we're behind and we support them.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Oh, thanks a lot. And thanks for all the work you've done here. Okay, tomorrow's Thursday. And Trish and I are going to be here, and we've got a number of things we're going to be talking about for sure. The State of the Union and many other things. How about the Iowa caucuses? This is the Iowa caucuses, which they still don't have the answers to of who won. And that was from Monday. Anyway, have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.